everything that's happened this past year has proven to us the technology and the systems that we have are key, right? And there's a lot of crap out there, right? So how do you, what is the one question that people going forward need to ask themselves to make sure that they're not just settling for the crap systems? They're not, you know, just grabbing any technology that looks shiny.
Yeah, I think the one question people need to ask is this going to notably improve my process, right? So if you can just ask yourself that, and not just a little bit, right? So we're looking for,
Right.
is this going to really change the world that we live in?
Massive change.
You might as well start there, right? Because if you have a system and it's okay, and then you're looking at a tool and it's going to improve you by 5%, don't bother, in my opinion. Right, just save that, because the lifting, the change, getting everyone used to a new tool, all of that effort is going to cost you that 5%. But if you're looking at something and you're like, you know what, this is going to save me 3 hours a day of what I do, then look at it. Because the things that I really hate, and I'm sure that you've seen them as well, is that like optimization of people, right? It's like, if you do this, you can save 4 seconds, and if you do this, you can save five
No,
seconds. I
I
was like,
do.
my.
So, like from my, you know, and I do a lot of business development and helping people bring in clients, and there'll be a whole lot about like work-life balance out there. My favorite, and I actually saw this in multiple pieces of advice from big experts. Can't make this up. Use dry shampoo.
Oh,
If
what, to
you
save
use dry
time, right?
shampoo, it's going to change your day. I was like, so you're telling me I'm trying to squeeze in my productivity time by not showering and
Showering, yeah.
just spraying my hair with some crap.
If you're shaving a minute here, a minute there, a minute there, you're not getting all that at the end of the
Wholeheartedly.
day, right?
Wholeheartedly.
So what's the point?
Right. What do you tell the person like me who actually still enjoys picking up the phone and talking to people? Not because I want to negotiate that way,
Yeah.
but because I do believe that there's something to be said for that human connection. How do we make sure that's not lost?
So I always boil it back down to why people became lawyers. And you guys did not become lawyers so Rob from sales can pester you about a contract that's got no value to the business, right? That never
Fair.
happened. You didn't turn up at law
There was
school.
no course on that in law school.
There was
No.
no course on that and going like, you know what, in 10 years' time, there's going to be this annoying bloke who's going to want an NDA signed on a Friday before Christmas. And once it's signed, no one's going to look at it, right? That never happened. So where have we got to a point where then lawyers, and I think lawyers also, because by nature, you want to counsel. So you want to support people, you want to help, you
Right.
want to help the business. You're people pleasers, right? So you're never really going to say no to that help. And so what I've seen over the years, I'm sure you've seen it as well, is people almost become institutionalized in their job. And so if you're just doing NDAs all day, you think that's your job. Like, I'm just doing NDAs. But the reality is you're so much more value to the business than that. So like people go to law school because they want to do like interesting pieces of litigation or huge M&A transactions or kind of be in a court of law and do all this kind of fun
Or
stuff.
they have no idea why they went to law school.
Or they have no
Let's just,
idea. Yeah.
they have no idea. It seemed like a good idea,
It, like
right? Like, let's
mum
be
and
clear.
yeah, mum and dad said go to law school. So, right.
Cool. So here's my next question, is that you have spent a lot of time in 2020. First of all, did you ever imagine that you would like have these dialogues and be talking to so many people a year ago?
Oh no. I had to Google what podcast was to start with, right? So yeah, I was like, I feel like this is a good idea. How did it all come about? I don't know really. Like I always felt that there was an opportunity somewhere out there to try and talk about what I do without talking about what I do, right? So I bore the pants off everybody with what I do. So
I find that hard to believe.
how do I change the discussion? And so I looked at LinkedIn, and again, there's so much corporate stuff out there. So
Nobody cares.
nobody cares. And
Nobody
so
cares. I preach this all day long.
like, yeah, so like corporate messages are just like, oh. And so I was trying to think of a way of how I can be authentic in this kind of world. Because as I mentioned, like in other podcasts, like just, me and words are not friends because I'm quite heavily dyslexic. So how could I just talk, right? And then I think as again, people adapt and change, more videos came into LinkedIn as people get more comfortable with this kind of way of discussing. And then I think I saw you and Lisa Lang having a bit of a chat on LinkedIn. And I was like, this is a good opportunity to talk about interesting things in our world, which isn't always necessarily tied to my day to day. And it also gave me a bit of a creative outlet, because also I really miss talking to people. So like, I'm a sales guy, so I like being amongst it, talking to people, shaking hands, kissing babies, all that kind of stuff, presenting. Whereas now it was just kind of phone calls, emails, and a million Zooms, right? The problem with Zoom calls for me is that, because I'm quite a tactile person, like I like to build relationships, Zoom eradicates that process when you're talking about a sales process. So in a sales motion, right? So if I'm
always,
trying to sell,
always now?
I would say if we're talking business, people get to business proper quick now in a Zoom meeting.
Okay.
Maybe because we're all fatigued and we're bored of this world now. But in a traditional world, right, it's the way it is. It's talk about the weather, you chat for a bit, and it kind of nicely leans into
rapport. You build rapport,
you lean into the conversation. In person, it's really easy to read body language as well. Because again, I could be checking my phone over here. I don't have a clue what you're doing, right? It's harder to see people who are engaged, especially if you've got a group of say 10 people in a room. It's easy to do it. Whereas in Zoom, it's impossible. That kind of coupled with my kind of huge, drive for basically it to be more women with what we do, because like I am one bloke surrounded by women in my life, and I think that they need a good shot at what they want to do in life. That I kind of need to try and be part of that change now. They're only 4 and 2, but by the time they're trying to like, they're 16 and 18, I want to see them having a better ability of doing something they want to do. So I thought this was a good kind of soapbox to try and talk about that type of stuff as well. I want younger people, like from diverse backgrounds, women, black, white, whoever you guys are, to see kind of these discussions with powerful women and what they're doing. And even if I can reach out to 10 people and it changes one person's opinion, then that's kind of worthwhile.
Can I just say this? Like, let's just celebrate that for 1 second. Like, that's like amazing. And I will say this. I think that, and I think it's partially LinkedIn, and I think it's partially the conversation and seeing what's going on in the world, and that it is refreshing to have more men standing up and saying, we are all going to be on the same playing field. So, I really appreciate it. I think that it's so important to acknowledge everybody who's standing up and saying, no, we can do this differently and way better for everybody. There are no limitations. Okay, so what are the conversations you want to have in 2021?
I think I want to do this more, but maybe change it a little bit. Like, I'm always a big believer in that us as humans, we get bored really quick. Right. So how can I make this continuously engaging, interesting, talking about things, doing other stuff? So that's why I wanted you to interview me today, because I just was interested to see what people would ask me. So I think have more conversations like this. I would love to do some more stuff in person when we're allowed to, because I think, again, you get a different vibe from people in the same room rather than just on Zoom. I have to buy another camera. Over that one, but definitely from the podcast to do some more stuff of this. I'd like to try and get more actionable on things, and try and use this podcast as the example, right? So I just did one and then kind of hope for the best, and then you just tweak it as you go along, right? And I think I'm going to try and use that mantra more with other stuff that I do, because I think, again, you probably attest to this as well, people get so petrified of that kind of perfection element, don't they? Like, yep. it has to be perfect before anyone else sees it. And I think I'm going to try and get away from that and make things not quite perfect, but be okay with it, if that makes sense.
Totally.
But thank you for interviewing me, Deb. I appreciate
it. Thank you for letting me come on and chat 2021, if we can believe it.
If you believe it. Thanks, awesome. Buddy.